Well, here's some ironic music. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Why is this ironic music? I will explain. Brian Bagnell is our guest. Brian did something that I think most of us think about every once in a while, but we would never do it.
I never even thought about it.
Brian, we'll explain more now that you're here. How are you?
Hey, good. I'm doing good, Bill and Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Really quickly, Wendy said to me, when we saw your name, I think we know him for some reason. Do you know either Wendy or I, Brian? Because your name is very familiar to us.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not? All right.
Maybe, though.
Could be wrong.
It's a small world, you know?
It is a small world, and we saw this in the paper and thought, crazy. What, you gave all your stuff away?
Yeah, it was actually my girlfriend's idea. I got to give her credit, but... you know, we thought about doing the Salvation Army thing or the Goodwill thing, but sometimes you hear some shady news stories about them. And, you know, like Goodwill, I just saw a couple of weeks ago that, they found some loophole to pay their disabled workers like $2 or $3 an hour. And, you know, there's rumors that, you know, the Salvation Army, they take the best, the employees take the best stuff for themselves. So,
that's what I would do.
Wendy's come right out and said that would be her modus operandi, but.
And I just bought stuff from Goodwill and the Salvation Army.
All right. So it's at some point you said, I've just got too much stuff. What did you say?
Well, we had to sell the house, and we had to get rid of a lot of stuff anyways. So we figured, why not, deal with the people who need it directly, and it ended up blowing up. probably about 200 people ended up coming. And
What would you think when you put something on Craigslist, house full of stuff, free? Mm-hmm. I mean, and why didn't we get first choice, Brian? I mean, quite honestly, I'm offended.
We thought we knew you, Brian. Wendy and I thought we knew you, and now this.
Do you have any good stuff? I mean, what'd you give away?
Yeah, it was, a lot of good stuff. I mean, some of it was, but everything got cleared. But we gave away, like, couches and love seats and beds and kitchen stuff and tools and ladders and tables and kitchen tables. And, I mean, just pretty much everything that would be in a normal house. I just, I packed my car with my personal stuff and that's about it.
Was it hard to do this? I would imagine that, some stuff you have kind of a personal attachment to. Some stuff you said, well, I've had this for 20 years. I can't just give it away. But you did. Was that hard?
I went through some different stages in the 2 hours of watching all the stuff go away, and that was the first stage. It was like, oh, geez, and I saw a couple boxes that I meant to take but didn't, and people were already diving through them. And then I realized at the end it's just stuff, so it was kind of like a relief, So I went through stages.
And what? Why don't you tell us what the ad said on Craigslist, because it was kind of a good little thing you wrote in there.
Yeah, sure. I probably put it up about 18 hours prior to, and some people, I had to put it up about 5 different times because people kept flagging it. And I was talking to somebody at the sale, and he's like, well, maybe people were flagging it because they didn't want competition at the sale. But it just said, I'm giving all this stuff away. I listed the stuff, and I'm like, a couple rules. This isn't Walmart, so there's no running, no stealing, no fighting with other people.
And, good.
And, 10:30, because that was the thing I was worried about is people, fighting and having a Walmart experience. But, there were about 50 people on the lawn at 10:30 before I opened the doors. And I just had a quick little pep talk with everyone. I'm like, there's a lot of stuff in there. Don't fight over stuff. And everyone was really cool.
Did you limit how many things they could take per person?
No.
No?
No, I thought about doing that, but it would just complicate things. And, it was just my girlfriend and I there. And, we let everyone have the run of the house and the garage and the basement, So, I mean, there was really no way to monitor it anyway.
Right. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, Brian. Wendy's big into garage sales. I've been to a couple over the years. But people always want to bargain. Like, if something's $50, they'll go, how about $3? Did people say, I know you want to give me this for free, but I want $10 for it. You have to give me $10 for me to take it.
No, nearly everything went. 99.5% of things went. I was surprised. I mean, there was some junk there. I mean, there was some good stuff, but some junk. But it was just about 2 hours of cleanup afterwards, just sweeping, and the whole house is clear. So,
and did you ask that if somebody took something that they pay it forward to someone else, if possible?
Yeah, we were giving away, I created this little thing called the Happiness Coin, and, we were distributing those to people, so they just kind of take that and do something nice for somebody else and pass along the coin as well. So,
God, you are a sweet
that
person.
That is a very nice thing to do. And I've heard people say this before, Brian, and I've never done anything like this ever, but they always say that we're weighed down by our personal possessions. So once all those personal possessions are no longer in your care, Do you feel lighter and airier and able to fly? Do you have that kind of a feel?
Absolutely. You know, there's that old quote that says, you know, that which you own owns you.
Yeah.
And it's really true because, you know, you have all these fancy things and then they break and then your life is altered. You need to fix them and it's this problem. It's like losing your cell phone, you know. You know, your life kind of ends if you lose your cell phone or you break it and need to wait a couple days in the mail for the insurance to cover it.
Sure.
You know? So it's very similar to that. So.
I'm curious, Brian Bagnall on the line with us in Franklin Park. He gave away all his stuff as he's moving out of town with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What were you left with? I want to know the stuff that you couldn't even give away.
Really so little. You know, some decorations, some Christmas decorations that were probably 20 years old. An end table that was kind of beat up, and there was a couch in the basement, but the only reason it didn't go is because people couldn't figure out how to get it out of the basement.
Oh, sure.
yeah. And besides that, it was just garbage on the floor, and, you know, really almost everything went.
And in record time, like, how long did it take to clear out your place?
2 hours.
2 hours. Everything's gone.
Two-car garage filled to the brim, just gone, decimated.
Wow, in 2 hours.
I'm surprised people were so well-behaved. This is really a nice thing.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, I'm going to give away all my stuff, but no pushing, no shoving.
Right.
Good for that. Good for you doing that pep talk, Brian.
Well, even there was one thing, you know, one guy took, like, the griddles off of the gas stove, and those have to go with the house.
Right.
And, you know, somebody pointed out who it was, and I went to him, and he's like, well, I didn't take that. And then, you know, I went to him again, and I'm like, you know, people are saying you were the guy that took that. If you could please, you know, put them back. We have to replace those if we don't. And he's like, I'll go to my truck and check. You know, he knew
sure.
he had it, but he came back.
How did
said,
they get
you know,
in my truck?
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't, you know, he was a metal guy, so you can't blame him. But, you know, he was nice. He's like, you guys are doing a great thing here. I can't take this from you. And he
gave
it back. So,
good.
I mean, there were good stories all around. You
and
know.
I mean, obviously, Brian, I don't know your girlfriend, but does she have a history of saying things like, let's just give away all of our stuff? Is that normal for her? Or what brought this on? You said it was her idea originally, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she's just a great giving person. I mean, probably nothing on this scale, I guess, you know, but it's also up to our, you know, I mean, we buy coffee for people. It's, you know, the person behind us at Starbucks, and we try to do nice things around and pass around that happiness coin thing. But, you know, this was kind of a new level for both of us, so, but it kind of set the bar higher, and, you know, maybe we can do more cool things. But it also, you know, I also got to say, it also helped us out. We had to clear out the house, you know, so it helped everybody. You know, it helped the people that needed it. It helped us clear the house, and it was just a win-win all around.
Wow.
Well, I bet Santa Claus is going to be very good to both you and your girlfriend.
Yep.
Just no more stuff. I don't need any more stuff.
Brian, I'm going to swing by around 1 o'clock and pick up your car, actually. I know I should have run this past you first, but I really need another car.
Probably.
Where are you moving to?
Virginia.
Oh, yeah. You can't bring stuff into Virginia. They won't allow that sort of thing. You
got to
get new stuff. Right. Well, you're like, honestly, Wendy and I were saying this, you're like one of the nicest people we've ever heard of. So good for you for doing this.
Well, thanks so much. You're inflating my ego here.
We're proud of you. Our loss is Virginia's gain. You'll do well out there.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Great talking to you. Again, that is Brian Bagnell. If you want some free stuff, too late. He gave it all away.
And we did not get first dibs.
Nothing.
That's what really bothers me.
Zero. Thanks, sorry. Brian. Have a great holiday.
Have a safe trip.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy. Oh, he took Wendy. Where's Wendy? She's gone. It's WGN.